story of the healing of the man, of the lame man, by the pool of Bethesda, by the sheep gate. John's version of the story of the healing of a paralytic. And this story has different forms, and John's is very distinctive, and it's highly dramatic in relation to both the story itself and what follows this story. I want to make some comments on this in relation to, you know, what follows, because I think the dynamic of this story is in part related to what then happens as a result of it. The mnemonic structure of this story is relatively simple. The first episode provides the setting in Jerusalem by the sheep gate. The second episode describes the scene at the pool of Bethesda. Many invalids and a man who had been there who was ill for 38 years. And it's just fine to really emphasize 38 years that he had been lying at this pool. The next is Jesus' question to him. Do you want to be made well? And the man's response. And finally, Jesus healing him. So the episodes of the story have a very clear structure. Now, the dynamic of the story is that this man, who had no hope in the endless recital of the reasons why he could not be healed, moves from that despair and discouragement, which was an inherent part of that place, to his suddenly being healed after 38 years of lying in wait in this pool, nearby this pool, and not being able to get into the pool. Jesus' recognition of this situation is the first glimmer of light in the whole story up to that point. So I would suggest that you tell the first two episodes as, you know, highly depressing. Don't just report this as a reporter or in an objective tone, but rather that this is a place of pain. This is a place of misery, where invalids lay for years at a time in the hope that they might be made well. It's a kind of pathetic hospital because there is no hope for these people. Jesus' question then to him is based on an inside view of Jesus. When Jesus saw him lying there, so you see him through Jesus' eyes, and what he knew that he had been there a long time. Now we know this because the storytellers told us he's been there for 38 years. Jesus didn't know how long he'd been there, but he clearly recognized that he'd been there a long time. He asked him, do you want to be made well? This is reminiscent of Jesus' question to Bartimaeus. What do you want me to do for you? And so Jesus honors him by not assuming what it is that he wants, but of asking him whether he wants to be made well or whether, in effect, he'd prefer to simply stay where he is. It is a profound question, because the reality is that many people who are sick would actually prefer to stay in their present situation, which is known and familiar, rather than to risk the possibilities of what would be involved in getting well. So the man's question, answer to Jesus' question, is not yes. Rather, it is that he recites all the reasons why he can't be made well. And so the characterization of the lame man is the characterization of a whiner, who is full of self-pity, a kind of walking martyr, who not only has no hope, but has built a series of rationalizations and explanations for why he's justified in having no hope. So this story is particularly striking in the context of the other stories of the Gospels, where Jesus' response of healing is in response to faith and confidence on the part of the one who is healed. This guy has no faith. He has no confidence of Jesus. He didn't ask him to heal him. Nobody took him to him. Jesus found him and asked him if he wanted to be made well. And his answer is, "Oh, I can't because I can't get to the pool, and nobody will stir it up, and somebody else always gets there first." So Jesus' action is an initiative that cuts through this man's despair. And in light of what happens later, it's also clear that he doesn't care about the fact that it's the Sabbath and that it may get him in trouble. He simply heals the man and goes on his way. Now, what follows this is that the man is asked by the Pharisees why he's carrying his mat, which is against the law, and asks him and says, "Well, the man who healed me told me to get up and walk." And then Jesus finds him, and the man goes back and tells the authorities that it was Jesus, and Jesus gets in an enormous amount of trouble as a result of that. So the rest of chapter 5 is the description of the discourse between the Jews who wanted to kill him because he had healed this man on the Sabbath, and that he was saying that in effect God was his father. Now, the impact of this story is not dependent in this context on what follows. Jesus is apparently unconcerned about the Sabbath laws. The impact of the story is then that this is a sign of Jesus' authority and power. And it is in no way dependent on even what the man does. In the preceding story, the official and his family all believed in Jesus after he raised his son and brought him back to life. There's nothing about this man believing in Jesus or following him or even being grateful for what Jesus had done. This is rather a sign of Jesus' authority to interpret the law in light of the needs of people and without any dependence on whether or not they believe in him or not. So I would suggest that you tell this story then as a strong story of Jesus' power, of his strength, and of his ability to transform people's lives, even when they do not particularly want it. It's a very striking healing story.